Daniel Martinez, Daniel Martinez, 6/1/2022 today, 10/8/77. Chief complaint, I don't feel well. 45-year-old gentleman was seen with bronchitis, most likely COVID, since his wife has COVID today. Comes in today with feeling tired, with leg pain, and dizziness. His cough is getting better. His congestion is better. His fever is improved. He's a very stoic 45-year-old gentleman, doesn't complain of any issues. Medications, none. Allergen, none. Social, does smoke, does drink. Married 3 years, been with his wife for 11 years. They have three children. He has three children from their stepchildren. He works as a quality assurance controller. Medication, vitamins, allergy medications at this time. Family history, positive for colon cancer, hypertension, coronary artery disease. Review of system as above, COVID immunization, none, allergy, none. 257 pounds, 98%, 98, 16, 80, 130 over 58. Heart positive, allows a run cry, abdomen soft, make sure JVD skin shows the right arm, close with vision. Assessment, number one, history of bronchitis, most likely COVID infection with his wife infected today. Next number. Done with his amoxicillin, Midrol, Dospike, and Bromfit. Next number, tiredness. Next number, leg pain. Next number, because of leg pain, looked at his lower extremities, and there was no evidence of DVT or PVD. Next number, because of his arm pain, we looked at the upper extremities, and with history of increased DVT and blood clots, looking for any evidence of DVT or blood clot in the upper extremity. None was noted. Next number, because of abdominal pain and issues with nausea, we looked at his abdomen, and there's no significant change from a year ago. Next number, he doesn't want any medication. Next number, we'll continue with vitamin D. Next number, we'll continue with aspirin. We'll continue with activity and exercise. Next number, reevaluate in 1 month. Next number, we talked about long COVID, what that means, and what to be looking for. Next number, he was set up for sleep apnea at one time, but he never had his sleep apnea test done, and he's not too interested to do it now, he tells me. Next number, he definitely needs blood work, but again, he's not interested in any blood work. He wants to wait till his wife gets better. She's quite sick with COVID today. He says he'll come back and do the blood test later. Thank you.